This is a 16-cell unit. It's all white. Everything is white. It's lit 24 hours a day by fluorescent lights. You are locked into your cell or locked into an area that is called the tier, which is very small, all the time. There are color TVs in every cell in case they want to lock you into your cell 23 hours a day. We have no work. There's no physical equipment for physical recreation. There is no physical movement. There are 11 surveillance cameras that are on 24 hours a day, and we live under constant visual surveillance. There is no social contact. We are not allowed social visits other than with our most immediate family. We are on restricted correspondence. We are on restricted phone, privileges. There are no rights for prisoners in this country. There are only privileges, and they are defined by the Bureau of Prisons here as non-existent. We call it the White Sepulcher. It is being entombed. They clearly have designed this to do tests, psychological tests and physical tests, so that out of these 16 cells, they have what is called privileged cells and punitive cells. The privileged cells have a window, and that's what makes them privileged. The other cells, the ceilings are lower. They're about 7 feet high, so you really do feel like you're in this box, this white box. The ceilings in the other cells are 12 feet high. There is no natural light that you see in this unit. It is one story below the ground floor. Okay, all the windows are covered over with thick metal grating so that even when you can look at them, you can't really see anything. The only interaction that we have visually is with machines, a television, a typewriter, and they have a computer that we're allowed access to that has no programs. Another reason why I say it's a political prison is because administratively and functionally, it's totally separate from the rest of the prison and is run that way, so that we do not deal with the correctional staff. We only deal with the administrative staff. It's run as what they call in the Bureau of Prisons a special housing unit. This kind of unit could be built in any prison in the United States. And I think that that's important because I think that this is the direction that the Bureau of Prisons fully intends to take in incarcerating radical, political people in this country.